This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Qatar and France have brokered a deal with Israel and Palestinian Islamist group Hamas to deliver urgent medication to some 45 Israeli hostages held by the group in Gaza in return for humanitarian and medical aid for the most vulnerable civilians. The two countries said the aid would leave Qatar for Egypt on Wednesday before being taken across the Rafah border crossing. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Yemen's Houthis attacked a Maltese-flagged vessel in the Gulf of Aden Tuesday, following a rash of attacks on international shipping in recent days, and as a Houthi spokesman said, the group is seeking revenge for U.S. and British attacks on their forces in recent days. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Washington-based Gulf analyst Theodore Karasik tells VOA that U.S. and British attacks on the Houthis are clearly intended to degrade their military capabilities.
These strikes are important and meant to degrade the capacity of the Houthis who are being backed by Iran. And that evidence is undeniable. They are clearly linked.
Karasik also insists that there is diplomatic wrangling taking place behind the scenes through various negotiating channels between key Gulf states with lots of what he calls wheeling and dealing. Edward Uranian, VOA News, Cairo.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is expected to soon announce plans to redesignate Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen as specifically designated global terrorists. That's according to two people familiar with the White House decision and a U.S. official. This is VOA News. U.S. Midwestern state of Iowa Republican Party caucus participants overwhelmingly chose former President Donald Trump on Monday in the absence of a clear alternative. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley argued she's the one on Tuesday, while Florida Governor Ron DeSantis deals with failing to meet his own expectations of winning Iowa. The first voters to cast ballots in the 2024 presidential election sent a clear message from Iowa that their party belongs to Trump. Donald Trump was in court today again on Tuesday in New York for trial over how much more money he owes writer E. Jean Carroll for denying he sexually assaulted her in the 1990s and accusing her of lying about her claims. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
E. Jean Carroll got a warm welcome from supporters in front of federal court in Manhattan. Yeah! Some thanking her, calling her brave. Trump went in a special entrance with Secret Service. Tuesday marks day one of jury selection with opening statements to follow in what is essentially a second penalty phase of a legal fight Carroll has already won. In May, a different jury awarded her $5 million, finding Trump sexually abused her in a department store dressing room in 1996, then defamed her 2 years ago, claiming Carroll made it up. The Republican frontrunner for president, who just won the Iowa caucuses, continues to deny the charges and is appealing the first jury's verdict. Julie Walker, New York.
Many young Chinese are grappling with an uncertain economic outlook, saying they are worried they can't afford to get married amid a record slump in marriage registrations. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
The reluctance to tie the knot is worrying policymakers. China is grappling with a decline in birth and a rapidly aging population. The country's fertility rate is currently one of the world's lowest. Local governments have announced various measures to encourage people to form new families, including tax deductions and housing subsidies, as well as cash rewards for marriages if the bride is age 25 or younger. Still, many wealthier Chinese are choosing to stay single due to poor job aspects. Youth unemployment is high and consumer confidence is chronically low.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. More than 200 ancient pre-Hispanic artifacts ranging from ceramics to important works of an indigenous art have been successfully reclaimed by Peru from collectors and institutions around the world, its foreign ministry said on Tuesday. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.